Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it my nana?
It could be. It could be any elderly relative you want me to be.
Hello, it's Sarah in for Scott. That was my debut last night on The Grimmie Show. 3, 2, BBC Radio 1. Did you stay up and listen to it, Becca?
Yeah.
It was brilliant. I can tell by the way you said that, that you actually didn't, did you? What were you up to last night?
I went out to dinner with the one that doesn't speak.
Oh, of course. He took you out for a free nosh up. Was it nice?
It was really good, yeah.
Yeah? What did you have?
I had smoked salmon and some vegetables and some fish.
Lovely.
It was nice.
Very nice. Was it a late night?
Yeah. Oh, my God. We really just got in.
Yeah, is it crazy?
Like, it was so big.
It was a big yeah. night. It was the one who doesn't speak on top of a wheelie bin again, spraying vintage champagne
he
over loads of page three.
Bin.
Lovely. He was in a wheelie bin spraying champagne on himself. Did any of that actually happen?
No.
You just had some dinner and then went, oh my. Okay, that's fine. Although, no, it's a Friday. Woo! Anything can happen between now and seven. Well, I say anything. What will happen at five is the Wonder Years, and then floor fillers from six. So, woo, anything could happen for the next 53 minutes. Although, when I say anything, there'll definitely be music from Example, and I'll definitely be playing my Chipmunk record of the week as well. And we'll play a nice clip of the Radio 4 lady talking on Radio 4, doing a proper job and everything. And we might chat about Grimmie a bit more. But apart from that, woo, anything could happen.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC. Radio
1. Someone's been on being a touch pedantic about the old I had smoked salmon and fish, saying that, did you know salmon was a fish?
Yes, I did know salmon was a fish.
Because it's a funny colour, isn't it? And it's a strange texture. Maybe you'd got it confused with something.
Well, what I didn't realise when you order smoked salmon in a posh restaurant is that you just get smoked salmon. Like, you know when you go to the pub and you have it and you get, like, little triangles of brown bread with, like, butter and a bit of lemon.
Yeah.
And then you go to a posh restaurant and you just get a plate of salmon.
That was it? Did you get some lemon?
Yeah, I got some lemon.
Oh, gosh.
But I was like, whoa, if I bought this in Sainsbury's, it would be, like, 3 packets. I can't do this. It's just like...
Gosh. And no bread at all?
No.
Did you not have a balm cake rattling around the bottom of your clutch bag?
No, I should have taken one. I remember that for
that's
next
what you
time.
Went wrong.
But I think the thing is that I don't really like posh restaurants because I've realised the more money you spend in a restaurant, the less food you get. Don't you think?
Yeah, no, that's quite true, actually. When you get a little tower of something where it's like a shaving of something on top of a crisp of something with a dribble of jus over the, you know.
Yeah. I loved it, and I'm really grateful for the one that doesn't speak for taking me out.
Well, look at the one who doesn't speak now. He should have done a runner like that guy allegedly did, who was in the paper yesterday. Did you see where he went to all them posh restaurants? He didn't go to, like, Chicken Cottage and rip them off.
I'd have been happy with the Hungry Horse.
He went to, like, the poshest places and then allegedly did a runner. Well, he'd been found guilty of it. You went to what?
I would have been happy with, like, you know...
A Hungry Horse?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What? Is that a chain of gastro pubs I've not heard of?
Yeah, the Hungry... you can eat as much as you like, you get massive portions.
Like the harvest, and then if you like eat a harvester or something like that.
But then if you manage to eat like your whole portion, you get like a T-shirt and a little...
Oh, wicked.
It's one of them ones,
is a keyring.
Yeah.
Keyring going, I've got high cholesterol or something like that.
Yeah. Look at me, I can't do my trousers up anymore.
I'm morbidly obese.
I have to give you the T-shirt because you can't fit into the clothes you came in.
Yeah, you have to start wearing those tent dresses like Homer Simpson did when he decided to work from home. Now then... We're going to play Chipmunk.
Mm-hmm.
Great music, fun times, all the way up until five. Then the fun gets even bigger. And at six, because we've got Wonder Years, a bit nervous about this this week's Wonder Years.
Why?
Because I had to choose them again. It's difficult choices. And I feel like I'm being influenced by outside sources. You know, I'm thinking, oh, will people like this? Or, you know, I should just follow my gut instinct. So it might be a couple of stinkers in there, but I like them. But we'll see from five. I feel a bit insecure.
Are you going to tell us which ones they are?
No. I'll just see from the text if people go, oh, what a lot of rubbish. But I don't want to encourage that. I want people to mainly be positive if they can. And then during floor fillers, even though I'm doing my top DJ stuff, we do hang about quite a bit.
Mm.
So you could change my profile picture for me again, though. That wouldn't take that long. And also, I brought in a manicure kit.
Have you?
Yeah. See that?
Oh, my God, you
actually have. See that little white makeup bag there? I've got the lot, and I popped to the chemist as well. I got, don't want to make a big fuss, but choose a Fleury Emery board, and it's for yours to keep, not just for the show, but to take home with you.
There's a blue one
with pink flowers. Oh, there's quite a tropical one.
I like the tropical one.
Yeah, go for the tropical one. One who doesn't speak, I realise this is a bit girly if we sit doing our nails. And my, don't point at the Radio 1 sign. Do you not think 17-year-olds do the nails? So we might just do our nails and that and make ourselves look really hot for our hot Friday night out, down listening to a grime night.
It's what everyone else is doing at
exactly,
home.
Getting ready for a big night out, duh. But it's a bit girly, but I thought maybe if you piled up some orange sticks with a pile of Maltesers on top, you've got a kaplunk. Do you know what I mean? Like loads of like little sticks that you get the muck out from your nails, pile them up, Maltesers, pull the sticks out, see which chocolate, and then any chocolate that rolls off, you're allowed to eat. How's that? How's that grab you?
Radio 1 Podcast.
This album comes out in March. It's going to be called Transition. He is Chipmunk. This is Flying High. Download it now or buy it on the 29th. Right then, I've got a couple of questions.
BBC, you know that I want you.
It's okay, I'm good. Let's go!
Radio 1.
That bit's all right. I'm calling on Montana. Like a bit of that. Lion King and stuff, because he's saying he is the Lion King. Why is he stuck in some cheddar? Because that sounds like... your dream.
He's not stuck in cheddar, he's stacking cheddar.
Stacking cheddar?
Yeah.
Like a Saturday job?
No, like saving money.
Really?
Yeah. Like cheddar's your cheese and money, and then stacking is obviously saving it up. He's saving money because he's working hard.
So is cheese like a new... Is cheese like the street slang for money now?
Cheddar, yeah.
Cheddar is?
And cheese.
Any kind of cheese? You're doing the salmon and fish thing again. It's like a return to that. You're like cheddar and cheese. Cheese or just cheddar? Or cheese in general?
Cheese, and cheddar is specific.
Is it going to be like when people go, you owe me a monkey, meaning like 200 quid, or you owe me a pony, like 20 quid, like Cockneys say? Is it going to be like that, where people are like, you owe me a brie or something, or a couple of Edams?
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
How much is a balsa?
A what?
You know, one of these little...
What? Say it again. I know what they are. I want you to say it again. That amazing
How
accent.
Do you say it?
Bossois. Boss. Bossa. Maybe. It's just you went ultra French there.
I didn't know.
I thought you were going to light a long cigarillo then and pull on some steam stockings. That's weird. Seamed stockings. Bossa. Nice. See, Josh is young. Do you ever say cheddar for money? Like, Mom, give us some cheddar for me Oyster card. What?
Peanut butter.
Shut up. Don't go misleading me. So when I'm down on the street at my grime night tonight, Josh, I'm going to go up to people going, yeah, got loads of peanut butter, yeah, like that.
I don't know that many people know that's a new
one. What? It's a new one.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, crunchy or smooth?
Oh.
Either.
Oh, that was very enigmatic. He did a little, the choice is yours. Okay, that wasn't any use at all, was it? Trying to get some youth in the studio. So, the Radio 4 lady, the posh Radio 4 lady, earlier on was reporting on a story, and we think the editors of the news story on the Today Show today have decided that whoever they're going to get to report on a story, their name must match the story.
Right.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. So if it's like, you know, if they're talking about vegetable crops, maybe they'll get like... Sandra Cauliflower to go and report on it.
Okay.
This is what's happening.
Is this for children in need?
No, it's for real life. This is on the Today Show today. Right. She's reporting on statues and stuff, and it's like proper, you know.
Serious. The Today programme's really serious.
But listen, they've matched the story with the reporter. It's very clever. We should think about doing it.
Italians are questioning the cost and the aesthetics of a decision by their Prime Minister to have two Roman statues repaired. Venus, the goddess of love, has been given a new hand, while Mars, the god of war, boasts a new penis. From Rome, David Willey.
The mind boggles as to what other stories they'll get over the coming weeks. I mean, you know, it could be...
That was a brave one to start with. They just went straight on in there.
Straight on in there, yeah. They thought they'd just, you know, get old David Willey onto it. Maybe we should get hold of him, David, and get a comment from him.
I'm surprised he's gone with that. I'm quite proud of him for doing that. I thought he'd have changed the pronunciation. You're like, in Keeping Up Appearances, where she's not Bucket, she's Bouquet. I thought he'd be like Wiley or something.
Yeah. Oh! Maybe Joe Wiley is actually Joe Willie. Is that what you're trying to say, Becky? Because it certainly wasn't me who suggested that. It was you.
No, I wasn't.
You're talking, the blonde Fox of Radio 1 could actually be a Willie. And she's got the four little Willies. Oh, that's really cute. I might see her on Sunday, I'll ask her. Then again, I probably won't.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcast. I had a text going, your name is similar to Willie, don't be mean to him. I'm not being mean to him, am I? Anyway, that was from Christine. Christine Schlong from Sussex. Oh, no, it's not. It's just Christine from Sussex. I wasn't being mean to him. We were giggling, weren't we, my love?
It was just funny that he was assigned that story.
Yes, that's where the humour came from. Yeah. If you had to fire off an apologising email to someone, that would be the reason. That was the connection, wasn't it? Anyway, Mr. Willie won't be listening now anyway. He'll be here with... Basically, we're not highbrow enough. If he's a reporter on Today Show, now he'll be playing backgammon or something with Stephen Fry, I imagine. that sounded more suggestive than I meant it to. I'm just going to leave that subject there now. Make of it what you will. Radio 1
Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
We'll update the news and sport at 5 o'clock.
Thanks, Chule.
Thank you.
When you say the drizzle, do you mean actual drizzle like weather, or are you being like street language saying like drizzle me shizzle and stuff?
No, I meant like drizzly rain.
All right, okay. I'm just... Listen.
Yeah.
We've just been looking at the pictures. You know they do it every year, all the newsreaders.
Yes, we've just been looking at
that. BBC newsreaders.
Louis Spence.
Oh, is he getting involved?
Yeah, well, he's training them to dance for children in need.
I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a great cause, obviously, children in need. It's on tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's great. But they've been doing it for years now where they dress up the newsreaders, haven't they? Fiona Bruce and Kate Silverton all dressed up as Lady Gaga this time.
Yes. I'm quite looking forward to seeing it. But we were just discussing this, actually, up here. They do it every single year.
It's all very well you're discussing it. What about joining in, Tulip? You're a BBC newsreader. I mean, we can't see your bottom half. What's going on? Have you got Lady Gaga's meat shoes on underneath that desk?
I have a bottom half and no meat shoes.
I wasn't questioning whether you had a bottom half.
You were like, we never see your bottom half. I was like, well, I do have one.
Yeah, no, I can tell. When I know you don't hover into the studio when you come down for the 5 o'clock. But you're not fancying doing a bit of Gaga underneath the desk?
Oh, I don't think I could compete with the likes of Fiona Bruce and her pins.
To do something different. I mean, it was shocking because as they quoted in the article online about doing it, obviously it's for a great cause, but they do say that like, it's just so different from the news.
It's quite different, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But it was more shocking when it was like Nicholas Witchell in Suspenders. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Because that was like the first few times they did it.
I think they must secretly love it, though. They pretend like, oh, yeah, it's for a good cause, but actually they look forward to it every year.
I think so. I think it's nice for them to get out their Hobbs sort of trouser suits and skirts.
They just used to do it anyway, and then they thought, oh, we'll combine it.
Yeah,
it's maybe like an annual thing that they just all meet up and do, and then, oh, it just happens to be.
Yeah, they'd all be sat around in the rubber dresses and then go, you know what, guys, we could make some money for children in need out of this. Maybe that's what happened. We'll work some out for you, Tulip.
Lovely.
That we'll somehow raise some money for children in need involving you.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Last night I was on the radio live at 10:30. I was tweeting just after it, lots of people going, you're up late on Twitter. Shut up. It was quite late for me, though. I was on the Nick Grimshaw show. He's on from 10 till 12 every night. I listened to a bit afterwards. It's quite nice listening to the radio when you're in bed at night. I don't know why. It just feels kind of quite like you're a secret listener. Do you know what I mean? Like, instead of on the telly blowing. It was nice. We Are Scientists, Ron, if you like them and you want to listen again. They were being hilarious and quite weird. But before that, I went on and I was in disguise. It's his late night caller that he has, like a late night chat line, phone line thing. And he's got to guess who the mystery caller is. I didn't really realise how, like, the voice disguiser worked. So I put on a weird voice and then the voice disguiser didn't turn it back into my own voice, as Becky kindly suggested, but made it weirder still. So I talked lower and slower than normal, and then there was a voice change, and we ended up with this quite scary concoction.
Hello.
Hello.
See, I think it sounds like me, though, do you not, Becky? Would you guess it?
It does
a bit,
yeah. Is it my nana?
It could be any elderly relative you want me to be.
See, unless I know it's me, that's why I just know that it's me, because I can tell it's me and I was there.
I like the way he thought it might have been his nan.
I know. Is his nan at all? I'm not sure. I'm wearing
some fleecy pyjamas.
He did ask me what I was wearing. I'm not just telling him.
Okay.
Oh, fleecy pyjamas.
Just wait, big boy. I haven't finished. They've got penguins on them.
I just thought I'd try and give him a clue, but that didn't really help. They did have penguins on them, though. Now then, I thought, he knows I'm into keep fit after having the kids and stuff.
I've just been doing my belly exercises on the floor.
I thought that might have helped the belly exercises. No, if Nihal was listening last night, I didn't mean this.
Is it Nihal?
Is it who?
And I love Nihal. Is it who? I thought he already knew I was a girl. That's why that bit confused me. So then I really went for the big clue next.
Here's a clue. Come on.
I have many children, but I'm not Joe Wiley.
I was thinking afterwards. It's a bit like that. My first is in dog.
Yes.
But not in... No, hang on. My first is in cat, but not in dog. My second is in orange. But not in apple. Do you know what I mean? Mm. My third is in xylophone, but not in trumpet. Do you know what I mean? Then it would have spent. I love all them, me. I love a bit of that.
Many children.
I have blonde hair, but I'm not Annie Nightingale.
I thought that was quite good. I could have carried on for ages. Do you know what I mean? I'm well groovy, but I'm not Raz Kwame. You know what I mean? And kept it going like that.
Do you work at Radio 1?
Maybe I can work at any station you want me to, baby.
Yeah, I was that carrying on that. Yeah, I was carrying on that theme. Yeah,
I know who it is, and I'm obsessed. Hi, Sarah Cox.
Hi, sweetheart.
I've been doing a sexy voice at him in a weird kind of way as well, and then it was a bit awkward after, because he's like my bro, do you know what I mean? And then the next time I see him, I'll be like, hi, and be all awkward. Very weird. Radio 1
Podcast. More from us at 5:45.
Thanks very much. I've still got to give £20 to children in need somehow, Tulip.
Right.
Should we get, I don't know, can you slip a word into Newsbeat at 5:45?
I did see a text come in saying that they pay money to... see me wrap the news.
Yes! Yes!
Which I thought...
Or wrap the weather, maybe.
Wrap the weather.
Have you got any...
I don't have any weather to hand, because otherwise, obviously, I'd do it.
OK, well, get some, and then in about 20 minutes, we'll find some rap music, and you can just come down and give us a quick weather report in a rap style. Is that all right?
Brilliant.
OK, excellent. I'll whack the mic. That is very game of you, really.
Whack the mic.
For 20... whack. You can be whack on the mic.
That is what I'm going to sound like. OK. Whacking one's mic.
We look forward to that. And 20 quid...
Yeah, that would be nice.
All right then, my sweetheart. That's very lovely. Okay, we'll all look forward to that, and I'll keep trailing it, and we'll find the music. Good.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcast. Yo. What's up, fool? Who's this just coming? Do you want to be MC Tulip or DJ Mazumda?
Can I be DJ Judge Chules?
Oh, I like.
I think that name's already taken, isn't it?
Chules.
Oh, for Chules. Tulip, yeah. I thought she was just taking Judge Chules. No, like, I want to be Judge rubbish. Chules.
Yo, brap, brap. DJ Judge Chules on the mic now, wrapping the weather for children in need. Big up. £20 goes children in need for this wrapped weather. Here we go. Check.
And now it's time for your weather. In it, blood, rain in the wicky, wild southwest of England and the south of Wales tonight. Mist and fog. Anything else?
It's really good.
Tomorrow there's drizzle. Drizzle in your shizzle. Yeah, drizzle in your shizzle with your lethal bizzle.
That's amazing.
For most places, feeling check, chilly. Brap, word to your mother.
Very good, and you've raised some money for a very good cause.
Show me the money
that
right
was
now.
Very good,
that's all I can say about that.
got 99 problems and the money's going straight to children in need. Well done.
Hey. Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
The Scott Mills Daily.